This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest. I'm Sumitra Selvaraj, and with me is T. Xiao Ik. So apparently, if you're an Asian woman, you're more likely to have dense breasts compared to a Caucasian woman. I did not know this, Xiao Ik. So higher breast density has always posed a challenge for breast cancer screening, since dense breast tissue makes it difficult for mammograms to identify small growths. That makes sense. In addition, extremely dense breast tissue is a risk factor in itself for breast cancer.
Well, the thing is, this is something, a lot of women don't know that, throughout life as well, the density and changes. Sort of the composition of your breast tissue changes. But it is something that doctors do keep an eye on. There's some effort to sort of try and improve the sensitivity of breast cancer screening for women, but it's sort of been based on just doing the best that we can. Mm. So now a new study, just very recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine, is able to provide pretty strong evidence to suggest that women with extremely dense breast tissue could benefit from adding MRI screening to the routine mammograms that we always hear about.
Okay.
So this was a study led by researchers from the University Medical Center Utrecht in the Netherlands, using data from the Dutch National Cancer Registry, which includes about 99% of all diagnoses in the country. And actually, the Netherlands is a great place population to study cancer breast cancer, because their mammogram screening program is nationwide. They actually call in women, and unlike a voluntary one like you have in Malaysia. So the researchers studied more than 40,000 women with extremely dense breast tissue who were randomly assigned to screening with mammography alone or with both mammography and MRI. And each woman in the study was screened once in the two-year study period. Then they analyzed how many invasive cancers were detected in between screenings. And this serves as a measure for how effective the MRI is in detecting interval cancers, meaning a cancer that's diagnosed after the first negative mammogram but before your next mammogram is scheduled. That means in the interval.
Okay, so apparently what they found was that adding an MRI actually halved the rate of interval cancers detected. The rate in women getting both mammograms and MRIs was 2.5 per 1,000 screenings, compared to 5 in 1,000 for women just getting mammograms alone. So the idea behind this is that supplementing a mammogram with an MRI in the initial screening leads to earlier detection of tumours that the mammograms missed, in turn, that contributes to lower cancer rates during a second screening. And that's presumably because the women are seeing their doctors when suspicious growths are found and getting them treated.
Yes, potentially, right? Well, this could get a bit dense for you and I to try to explain. So let's turn to an expert to get some clarification. So earlier today, I spoke to Professor Dr. Teo Su Huang, CEO of Cancer Research Malaysia, to ask her to put these results into perspective for Malaysian women in particular. But first, I asked her to explain what it means, what dense breasts actually mean.
Breast density refers to mammographic density. That means that when a woman goes for a mammogram, you have an X-ray that goes through the breast, and sometimes when it encounters the fibers and the glands, it creates a shadow. So that shadow, it appears as a white patch or white lesions of different shapes in a mammogram. If a woman has cancer, cancer also creates the same white patch. So if a woman begins with dense breasts, she's already got white patches or white areas in her mammogram, then finding a cancer becomes more difficult. It's like finding something in a room full of smog. If the room doesn't have anything, you can find your bunch of keys really easily. But if, on the other hand, the room is covered with smog, then you can't find your keys at all. So basically, women with dense breasts have a slightly lower sensitivity for a mammogram. That means a mammogram is more likely to miss a cancer in women with dense breasts.
And how common are dense breasts among Malaysian women?
Well, breast density changes with age as well as BMI. So what we know is that young women are more likely to have denser breasts. And as a woman ages, the fibers and glands that contribute to that density gets converted progressively into fat. So that basically means it's a natural process when nearly every woman's breast becomes less mammographically dense as she ages. In addition, for women who are bigger and a higher BMI, also have, because they've got a larger breast volume and more fat cells, they have less density as well. So basically, density decreases with age in most individuals, but the speed of decrease is different in different individuals. Okay. So what we find is that in Asian women, because we are generally 10 kilograms lighter and have a lower BMI compared to the West, we generally have a higher prevalence of high density breasts, particularly among young women.
And how do we screen for breast cancer among women with dense breasts? If the mammography is not as effective, what are the modalities that would improve the effectiveness of screening?
A number of different modalities have already been tested. So, for example, there was a very large Japanese study that evaluated whether using an ultrasound can improve the sensitivity of screening using mammography. And so what they've shown in that study is that if you use an ultrasound, you can improve the sensitivity of a mammogram. And actually, ultrasound combined with a mammogram is very common practice in Malaysia. So in Malaysia, in a study that we did among women attending screening, we found that nearly 28% of women had to were recommended an ultrasound because of either dense breasts or microcalcifications or other features which were discovered which were suspicious.
So let's turn to this study. If you could distill what these findings mean for our screening program here in Malaysia.
Well, this study evaluated what is the benefit of adding an MRI or magnetic resonance imaging in to combine with mammography to improve the sensitivity of picking up cancers, particularly what we call interval cancers. So what it means by interval cancers is in a country like Netherlands, you know, for I think starting from the age of 50 until the age of 74, they recommend that women have screening every 2 years. And they have a national program that calls women to come in for screening. And every 2 years reminds the women to come in for screening. So, you know, and the pickup rate is close to 90%. So 90% of women in that age group attend screening. But the worry is that, you know, in some individuals that have dense breasts, then when you're attending that regular screening, you maybe the sensitivity of a mammogram is slightly less, increasing your chance of getting an interval cancer. That means a cancer that arises between two mammograms. In their context, for them, they have 70 or more, you know, 75% of their cancers are at early stage. And what you're trying to do is try and get that remaining proportion that are caught at late stage that may be interval cancers. But our context in Malaysia is very different. In Malaysia, there is no population-based systematic screening. We do have many efforts to increase screening, but it's not one way we call every woman to come back for a mammogram from the age of 50 to 74, and not one in which every woman attends 12 mammograms in her lifetime. We estimate that only 11% of Malaysian women have a mammogram, and the majority would only have 3 to 4 mammograms in their lifetime. So in this context, I think what is more urgent from a public health perspective is to be breast aware, and is for many Malaysian women to be aware that screening can improve early diagnosis. So just attending a mammogram is a major barrier that we have in Malaysia.
Would it be the case that a study like this, which is, I guess, the next step in cancer screening, is something not really on our radar just yet?
I think Malaysia is a very heterogeneous country. So there are two, we can't, and I don't just mean that we have Malays, Chinese and Indians. I also mean that we have individuals that are able to access the private healthcare system and individuals who, by and large, access only the public healthcare system. So there's a lot of heterogeneity. Among the individuals who are very high income and they're accessing regular screening and they're told they have dense breasts, then this study suggests that MRI may be useful for them, but they need to find a center that actually has a breast radiologist that is specialized in providing breast MRI. But there are actually other modalities that are being used already routinely. This includes contrast enhanced mammography, tomosynthesis, adjunct ultrasounds, and so on. So it's really best for high-income women to really discuss with their doctor and their radiologist whether, because they have mammographically dense breasts, what other screening modalities may be right for them. And this study has important information in that context. But in the public health sector, it is very different. In the public health sector, I think the priority is to try and get women to come forward for screening in the first place. And currently, that is the biggest challenge. And the second biggest challenge is then also to try and work out in the public health setting, who should we screen? Because there isn't enough resources at the moment to screen everybody. And we want to be able to screen at least the individuals at highest risk. So Cancer Research Malaysia is trying to work out how do we accurately give each woman her individual risk of breast cancer. Because if today we tell women that you have a 2 to 85% chance of developing breast cancer, most women are going to behave as if they have a 2% chance of developing breast cancer. Well, but actually, you know, potentially up to 30% of women actually benefit from screening, and we need to be able to tell them what their individual risk of cancer is and therefore what screening is appropriate for them. So from my perspective, the priority is to do two things. One is to help women understand what their risk of cancer is and therefore what screening and prevention is right for them. And number two is to encourage women to be breast aware and attend screening from the age of 50 to 74, which the majority of Malaysian women today don't do that.
So that was Professor Dr. Teo Soo Huang, CEO of Cancer Research Malaysia, and really putting into perspective what we've been reading about this study on MRI. So, you know, going back to that Dutch study, the results also suggested that using supplemental MRI detected more slow-growing, less aggressive cancers, and many of these tumours were early-stage, well-differentiated differentiated tumours that were hormone receptor positive. And so all that means that it's potentially more treatable than later stage tumours.
But it's also worth remembering, right, that not all tumours that are detected early actually progress to cause symptoms or even death, right? So the question remains whether detecting breast cancer earlier using MRI actually translates into fewer deaths from breast cancer.
And then that's what we want to achieve, isn't it? Because there's no point in picking up a lot of tumours where if you're not actually going to change the progression of disease, you're going to be spending a lot of money, causing a great deal of anxiety and perhaps even going through unnecessary aggressive treatment. And unfortunately, this Dutch study cannot provide the answer to that question because it doesn't measure survival rates just yet. But the researchers have said that it's something that they will want to study in coming years. And, you know, another thing to keep in mind is that supplemental MRI had a false positive rate of 8%, meaning it could pick up potential what looks like tumours, but later turn out to be benign.
Right, but that sounds like quite a high false positive rate.
Yeah, and can you imagine the amount of anxiety it would cause to women and their families? And almost 74% of women who had MRI and went on to have a breast biopsy did not actually have breast cancer. So no, there you go, that shows you
that's a ridiculously high number. Yeah. Can you imagine out of 10 women, you know, 7 sitting at home wondering that they have cancer, and then to go through the biopsy, which is already an invasive procedure, right?
Yeah, and the cost involved.
So I guess we shouldn't be jumping to any conclusions, right? Or rushing off to get MRIs unnecessarily. As Prof. Teo explained in your conversation with her earlier, it's more important to be breast aware and get the basic mammogram done, right? Yeah. And so to reiterate, if you are a woman who's between the age of 50 and 74, at the very least, every 2 years, you should be getting your mammogram done.
Yeah. So if you want to know more about what happens during a mammogram, and I know women, many women are sort of quite afraid. They've heard bits and pieces about how much it will hurt and all that. Look, don't just second guess everything. We actually did a show. We spoke to 3 experts, a surgeon, an oncologist, and a radiologist to fully unpack, you know, what is a mammogram, what it does, and how it will help you if you are of different risk groups as well. So we did a show on that for Pink October this year. So you can download that podcast to find out more.
So I can tell you from personal experience that a mammogram is uncomfortable, but it is not off-putting.
Mm.
You know, now, you know, after my first one, I would not be kind of hesitant about going back for a second one because the stories that you hear don't measure quite up. Yes, it is uncomfortable and mustn't lie about that, you know, especially if you are a bustier woman. It is a little bit uncomfortable, but it's not painful to the point where you cannot complete it. It's and the risks are just, you know, the benefits far outweigh the risks. So you might as well just go get the mammogram done. I really liked our Daily Digest show today.
First, very medical one.
Yes, see what happens when you leave the both of us in the studio. So unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. If you've got any thoughts on the story, please tweet us at BFM Radio. We'd be happy to hear from you. We can also you can also WhatsApp us at 01 878 9899. Of course, if you missed any part of this show today, you can download the podcasts, bfm.my, The Daily Digest, or via the BFM app or on Spotify. That's it for The Daily Digest today. We'll see you very, very soon. And we're going to be leaving you with The Ride by Joan as Policewoman.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.